Welcome to the Elijah Force podcast, an Elijah Streams production. Our focus is to bring a new dimension of spiritual gifting through prayer and intercession, the seer gifting, discerning of spirits, and more. And now here's your host, Julie Smith.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Julie Smith, and I'm the host of Elijah Force. Our viewers know we focus on prayer and intercession, the seer anointing and discerning of spirits, and utilizing our gifts in our everyday lives. Today, we have a fan favorite, JoJo Dawson. He's a part of the Elijah Force family. Everybody loves his incredible, powerful, anointed words. He got some that we don't even have notes for that are hot off the press that the Lord spoke to him about. But I'm so excited about, you know, the rest of this year. It's almost the holidays. It's almost Christmas. We're going into 2026, and he's going to share awesome words for 2026, the restoration that is here, the justice that is here, and the increase, victory, and momentum that is here for us all. So stay tuned for all that. But before we bring JoJo on, we're going to run this well video clip and show you where your generous donations are going.
Imagine walking miles every day to collect water, but not the kind you'd want to drink. Water that is shared with animals. No matter how much you boil it, the filth, sickness, and struggle remains. This was the reality for many people in Uganda until you stepped in. Thousands now have access to clean, safe water. Together, we can continue to provide clean water to those in need. Will you join us? Donate online at ElijahStreams.com/donate. Or mail a check today to Elijah Streams, 525 2nd Avenue Southwest, Suite 629. Albany, Oregon, 97321.
Wow. Powerful and moving. And the wells that we dig in some of the villages are their only source of water. That's all they have. And they rely on these wells dug by Elijah Streams. And as we close the year end, if the Lord puts it on your heart to give generously, please go to ElijahStreams.com/donate today. And we thank you for it. So with that, let's bring on my guest today, JoJo Dawson.
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. You were born for such a time as this. Your prayers are powerful and bring God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Seers, dreamers, and discerners, arise. You are highly gifted and anointed. All warriors, arise. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. You are a force to be reckoned with.
Hello, JoJo. Happy early Merry Christmas. How are you today?
Unbelievable. I believe this is going to be the best show that we have ever had together.
Ooh, yes, a lot of exciting things. I love when the Lord gives you hot off the press words that we know nothing about. I love how the Holy Spirit can just move like that. It's happened a few times where words have just changed, the subject has just changed, and he hijacks the show and we go a whole other direction. So we're just like, okay, Lord, have your way, have your way. So with that, I'm excited for everything the Lord is doing and finishing this year off strong. And of course, the words for 2026. And we'll let you get into that in a moment. But, you know, I always like to start out with updates and family updates. We're a family show. We love how God is highlighting families and the importance of families. And the Dawsons are a shining example of that. And so let's get into some updates. I think we have some picks here and exciting news you want to share with our viewers.
Yes, ma'am. My wife and I partnered with my soon-to-be son-in-law in 2026, and we own two Scooters Coffees now, potentially getting ready to probably build our third. We love coffee, and it tastes better when we're actually the owners of it. So my wife and I call him my soon-to-be son-in-law, and my two daughters and son, we're now owners of two of them. And what happened, this was prophetic. I was driving down the road and the Lord said, pull in. And I pulled into a Scooters, never had a Scooters in my life. And the Lord said, you're going to own some Scooter Coffees. And I said, okay. And so I grabbed a cup. It was amazing. I went and told my kids about it. They said, oh, Dad, we love Scooters. And a few weeks later, some of the owners that owned the Scooters walked in, started talking to them, and now we're owners of two of them, about to build our third.
Awesome. Congratulations. Now, do you brew your own coffee at Scooters, or they have their own coffee line?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You know, they have tons of different drinks. I can't even remember them all. I just drive up and say, give me the best thing you got. And they give it to me, but their coffee's phenomenal.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys already have videos or a TikTok channel of Scooters. That would be fun to show sometime when you come on, like all the different drinks and what you guys do.
Oh, they have a lot of stuff. And the main thing is pup cups for my wife's little dog.
Oh, yes. We love pup cups. I have two dogs too. So love those pup cups. Awesome. Very good. Well, congratulations to you and your family. And then a new addition to your family coming next year. When's the wedding?
Not for sure.
Okay. It has to be announced. But yeah, I'm sure you'll keep us updated with awesome pictures and all that. So
yes, ma'am.
And then we have, let's go on to a couple of others. You're at a rodeo there. Who's with you?
Oh, that's the one in the middle. That's my son. Those are two of my friends, Austin and Kyler. Kyler is the one that's really trying hard to get into the family. And so we love going to rodeos, and I have a background in rodeo, and I've started back a little bit. Don't know if I'm gonna have a full comeback, but my family, at rodeo, they honor God and country. They pray before every rodeo, and everybody stands up, and you know, we honor the flag. And so that's why my family loves rodeo so much. Plus, it gets pretty wild at those things.
Oh, I bet. Now, what's the average time that someone can ride a bull for? Is it like, is 8 seconds like a high a record?
It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be for 8 seconds, but a lot of guys don't make it.
Yeah, those bulls are pretty bullheaded, pun intended. Awesome. Ah, there you are with your beautiful wife. Do you guys have a farm? Where is this?
This is one of our friends' farm, and we're out just roping and spending the day together with family and friends. We like to go out and get out in the country and rope a little bit, work a few cows. Awesome.
I love how she's looking at you.
Oh, I told her, I probably told her I was going to buy her something really nice or something.
I was just saying, oh gosh, look at the way she looks at you. She adores her husband. That's beautiful.
Well, I probably told her, let's go give some money to missions. And she was dreaming about where she wants to sew it. My wife loves to sew into ministries more than anybody I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right. And then we have the next one. Wow. Tell us about this. She's holding a magazine. What are we looking at?
Yes, ma'am. My wife is kind of like the Christmas queen. When we built her dream home, you know, she wanted to decorate it for Christmas. We have like 9 trees in it. And the local magazine came out and did a 6-page story over our house. A lot of different companies come into our house and they take their pictures, you know, for their business in our house. And they all said, wow, your house just feels so good inside. I'm like, oh, it's the presence of the Lord. And my wife, she loves hospitality and hosting people. And just, you know, Christmas season, I don't know how many parties we've already had, but in the Christmas season, even around Thanksgiving, we have so many get-togethers. And we, when the Lord blessed us with our new home, my wife said, we're going to use it for the kingdom of God. And in our, it's always just, you know, worship music playing, and we host the presence of God. And so we love having people over. And when one of the local magazines wanted to come in and do a story on our home, you know, that they know who we are. And they said, we know that when people come in, even companies and businesses to take like their staff pictures in our house, that we know that y'all will minister to them. And so my wife, she loves Christmas.
Oh, that's beautiful. Congratulations on that. Wow. That's a beautiful house. I love it. Love the design.
She did it all. I just paid for it.
Yeah. You're a good husband. That's wonderful. Ah, giving your wife the house of her dreams.
Amen.
Amen. And then there's one more. We have look at that power bunch here.
So we were speaking in Mount Pleasant, Texas at Pastor Dave's event, and I walked up. Now, I've known Andrew Tao. He is my covenant brother.
We love Andrew. Years.
And there was two guys I really wanted to hang out with, and they're both right there in the picture. They set me right by Mr. Timothy Dixon.
Yes.
And French, he came over there and started talking to us, and never met either one of them. And of course, what's a bunch of prophets going to do? They both prophesied, and Nathan French prophesied the very thing my wife and I talked about the night before. You know, actually, we just purchased 22 acres of land for our new church we're going to be building. He prophesied it. He said, the Lord said, not in the city, but out towards the country. We were looking at 5 acres in town, and that just wasn't working out. So we moved out. a little bit outside the city limits and got 22 acres in the country. And as soon as we did, everything started falling into place. He didn't know anything about that. And then he said, you're going to start holding conferences and people are going to come from all over the world to these conferences, prophetic summits for signs, wonders, and miracles, and to understand the things of the kingdom. And then, you know, Timothy Dixon, he's just a fireball. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Awesome. Yeah. Nathan French is a regular on our Elijah Stream show, and he lives here in the Northwest, and his faith is wild. It's like, if God tells him something, it's going to happen. And he walks in absolute obedience. Mm-hmm. And somebody gave him a ranch here in the Columbia Gorge on the Oregon side. And then he gives like planes and cars away. And then someone gives him bigger planes and cars. And he told the Lord he wanted to meet President Trump for his birthday because he was in D.C. and it happened. Yeah, Nathan's wild. We love Nathan.
When I heard about the ranch, I said, pray for me, pray for me.
And yeah.
Pray for me for that.
Yeah. Awesome. Very good. Thanks for the updates. You are always busy. You guys are the Dawsons and your ministry. You guys are movers and shakers in the kingdom.
Yes, ma'am.
It's you fun know, to keep up with y'all.
This is the most prophetic season I've ever had in my life. In fact, every night the Lord wakes me up two or three times a night with a prophetic dream. I'm getting words, and this is just a great prophetic season for people to move in. And mm-hmm. so you have to move according to the Spirit of the Lord in this season. And everybody is going to start walking in a deeper level of the anointing of God. If you'll just listen, if you mm-hmm. can simply just listen to the Lord. And, you know, a lot of people used to think prophetic ministry is just for the church or shows like this. It's everyday life. Like mm-hmm. when I'm going to lunch with somebody, the Lord will lay a restaurant on my heart and I'll go. Somebody's going to get saved. Somebody's going to get healed because I'm always listening. And it's easy to hear God. When you hear God, you'll just function and flow in life. And it will be so fun and so easy.
Oh, very good. Awesome. Well, let's get plugged into your words, your amazing words. You're hot off the press when you want to share first that justice is coming. Tell us all about it.
You know, one of the things is, like I said, a lot of prophetic dreams, a lot of prophetic words, but the Lord spoke so strongly to me, woke me up, started speaking to me about it. Even throughout the day, he kept saying, justice is coming, justice is coming. Mm-hmm. And then I would see something in America that was going to happen. And then I would see something on like a widow that was going to happen for her. And then I would see somebody that you could tell was done wrong in a board meeting. And then you see somebody who like when a family has a will and there's three or four siblings, and that's where you really see how close your family is, the one that was done wrong. The Lord said, when I say justice is coming, I'm telling you, it's coming. It's going to hover over the earth. There are people that were done wrong. Please listen to me, friends. 20, 25, 30 years ago, recompense is coming on your behalf. And the Lord was speaking to me, it's not going to be a one-time event. I mean, this is going to be, justice is going to be served for a long period of time. And I tell people, amen, God is an accountant, and God mm-hmm. is really good with keeping up with interest that's owed to you. And yeah. So where so many people and have been done wrong, justice is coming. And I feel this is really for, I know all nations, but really for America, the intercessors, even though you don't see it, even though it may not be on the media or the news, I'm telling you, you're going to see the things you've heard. You're going to see mm-hmm. the prophetic words. Things are going to work out. And now I have a word a lot of people will not like that goes with this. The Lord said there will be a lot of justice that will be served, and justice is coming, but you may not ever see it. Because mm-hmm. a lot of times, like I remember one day, this very vile political person said something. And when they said something, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you will never see anything from this person again. Kind mm-hmm. of forgot about it. And then I remember one day someone brought that person's name up. And you know what? I Googled them, and nothing had even been mentioned from this person in months. And everybody forgot about this person because they're not on the media anymore. But what happens a lot of times is God will do something, and people, that's how people are, they want to see justice. A lot of times you don't. You just won't remember the person anymore. You'll never hear about them again. And I remember one of my mentors told me one time he was in a meeting in Washington and somebody ruled harshly against pro-life. And the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, this person is going to get demoted, completely removed from Washington. And this mentor said, you know, it was just a few months later that guy was demoted, removed out of Washington. Because God is not playing. Justice is going to be served. Justice is coming. And don't look out of the eyes of the flesh to see what's happening. Understand by the Spirit of God and discernment that there is more being done in America in a good way than you could ever even imagine. And the, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm hearing don't look back. It's like you will never see, you know, that situation or that, you know, that challenge again that was so vile and horrific. It's like the Lord is removing it from your life and he's saying don't look back. That's what I'm hearing as you're talking.
That's it, and it's moving forward. You know, I remember one time we had a dear friend of ours and she was talking about don't look back, and she said that when she was younger she had her childhood stolen from her. But if you looked at her and her husband, you would think they had the perfect life, the perfect family, the perfect kids and everything. And she said that when she was younger, she said, you know, justice will come to my life. Everything that was supposed to have been stolen from me is going to be absolutely the best. And she was the leader of a company that had about 150 employees. She was the CEO. They were very successful leaders in the church. But when they tell me about her upbringing, I was like, wow, how can you have such a horrific upbringing and then everything turn back around? Justice was served in her life. And one of the main things is she never looked back. She said, what was stolen from me, it will never steal another day from my life again. And so no matter what you've gone through, something like that, a bankruptcy, it could even be you can have been prematurely let go from a company. I'm telling you, justice is going to be served in your life. That is a word from the Lord.
Ooh, let's all receive that. Justice is going to be served in our lives. What the enemy stolen will be returned. And I even say sevenfold return. When the thief is caught, he has to return sevenfold. So we just receive that. And the justice that is here for all of us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And I got a powerful scripture in Amos for you. And the thing about it is, what I'm feeling from the Lord about this justice is it's not going to be like a one-time thing. Mm-hmm. It is going to be ongoing. It's the recompense is here. Yeah. So in Amos, you got Amos 5:24. But let justice run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Well, that's not like a glass of water. A mighty stream continually flows. It flows, it flows. When the water is going to run down, it's going to pour over you. It's going to constantly keep pouring and pouring and pouring. Now, since we're in Amos, you know, Amos talks about, you know, the blessings upon your life in Amos 9. So fast, so much, so steady, it will overtake you. That's what is coming. The justice, that the righteousness of God is about to pour out his Spirit upon your life. And it's going to happen, okay? You can't, you know, sit around and try to conjure anything up or manipulate anything. Don't do that. Pray, seek God, stay pure hearted. I tell people this, when you're done wrong, stay pure hearted and humble and watch God move. God will fight your battles for you. And he is going to make a way where there seems to be no way. I guarantee it. Also, I have in Proverbs that's really, really good with this. Mm-hmm. It's in Proverbs 21:15. It is a joy for the just to do justice, okay? But destruction will come to the workers of iniquity, okay? There are people, there are evildoers out there. They're going to get their just reward, and it's not going to be good. I've seen so many people who get frustrated with other people, and then they themselves get vexed. They get mad, and it starts to mess with their mindset, their character, their emotions. Don't do that. This is a season that the righteousness of God is going to flood your soul with joy, with peace, with abundance, with a strong mindset, with health, with finances. And something else I really know that's coming to you, and this is according to friends and companions, like if you have had friends prematurely leave your life or someone tried to cause a wedge in, you're about to have an inner circle that will strengthen you. My wife and I, one of the greatest things that we have in our life is we have an inner circle that loves us for us. That they don't love us for who we are or what we have or what positions we hold in industry and business. They love us for us. And I really believe that God is about to restore some friendships. God is about to do something big, and you're going to see justice even in the realm of friends.
Thanks for listening. The Elijah Force podcast is made possible by donations like yours. To become a partner, go to ElijahForce.com/give.
So good. And you know, being more seasoned in life, what means more to me is long-term, trusted, faithful relationships, friendships, because they love you for who you are. You know, like, you know, through the good and the bad, they've seen you at your best and worst, and they're there for you, you know, like the covenant connections, covenant friendships. And those are the best. And that's what I value in life more than anything, is faithful, trusted covenant relationships. So amen to that.
Yes. If you can be anything in this world, be counted on.
Yes.
You know, is if you get a good friend, you have a treasure. But the Bible says, if you want friends, first show yourself to be friendly. And my wife and I, we got some of the best friends that you could imagine. And it's a strength knowing that you're supported, that when you text people for prayer, oh, they definitely got you covered.
Yes.
And so that's something that I want to encourage everybody going into 2026, be friendly to a lot of people, because God's got something great for you in that.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you talk about this justice coming also inheritances as well?
Oh, yes. You know, it was so funny, but I received this word one day and I released it online, and probably within the next 3 to 4 days, I bet I had 10 to 12 people message me and say, I have an inheritance that's been held up for 2 years. I have back pay from my job. You know, I retired and I haven't started getting my pay, and it's been like 6 months. I mean, one thing after another, people are talking about land that this is crazy. If it's your parents' land, it shouldn't be held up for 3 years in the courts. And all of these people that when I released that word said, Joe, this word is for me. I'm literally going through this right now. It is a long, drawn out process. And so, you know, when justice is coming, understand when it comes to your inheritance. I even believe sometimes in the natural, that is symbolic to why a lot of people haven't stepped into their spiritual inheritance. You know, if people really realize how much God has for them, I mean, God has given everybody gifts, talents, abilities, and the ability to create wealth. Well, you know, before we started this show, we talk about water wells. Wouldn't it be great if you could fund a water well yourself? Just, I mean, you yourself fund a whole water well. My wife and I, one of the main things that we do is we sow into numerous ministries. And so the more that we receive, the more finances that we make, we sow out. In fact, in 2025, we will have sown the greatest amount of money we've ever sown before in our life. But I'm going to prophesy to 2026, we're going to blow 2025 out of the water, because there's a lot of people out there that need justice. Now, what if God wants you to use you to bring justice to third world countries? What if God wants to use you to bring justice to the widows? My wife and I, we support a lot of widows. You know, one of my dreams is, and we're doing it on a small scale, but tell like yard service companies, hey, these five widows, go take care of them. Right now we're doing it at a small scale, but we're building up to where we can take care of more widows, take care of more orphans, take care of more orphanages, and to help more people in so many ways. So when justice, you know, maybe God wants to use you to help bring justice to other people.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome. And, you know, I was thinking about the word I received for 2026 when I heard about the inheritance too, is I had a vision of 2026 and the word restoration lit up with gold letters. And it's going to be a golden year of restoration. And I believe that includes finances and family inheritances. This is not just a small restoration. No, it's like what was stolen from your family line, your birthright, your inheritance. that is going to be restored. It's going to be the restoration of all restorations. So this is not a small word about inheritance being restored. This is going to be the inheritance in your family line that was stolen even centuries ago, that is going to come back to you in Jesus' name. And I saw it lit up like gold. So I know it includes wealth. And, you know, everyone has been saying we're in the golden era, and it was lit up like gold. And even right now, gold is at an all-time high. So there's a lot to that. But I really believe family inheritance and our birthright is a big part of the restoration that's coming as well.
It is going to be. I can guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So good. All right. Where do you want to go from here? You've got some awesome words. I'll let you decide which ones you want to share next.
The mesmerize. It was fun mesmerize. Because how I got that word. We were in corporate prayer meeting. And when I go to corporate prayer, I carry my journals. I have three journals I carry with me. And my main one is my prophetic journal. And the Lord said, mesmerize. I'm thinking, that's not even a word that I use. Well, what is mesmerize? Mm-hmm. And mesmerize means to like completely just stop somebody. Their focus and their gaze is locked in on something. And the Lord said, mesmerize, this word goes two ways. Number one, get ready for God encounters. It's already started with me, but you're going to have God encounters going deep into 2026. I mean, we're going to finish strong in 2025, but going into 2026, I think it's probably going to be the most prophetic year we've ever seen. You're going to have so many God encounters. And I was telling my wife this morning early, I said, over the last week, I've never heard God so clearly, to where he'll speak and it will mesmerize me because his voice is so loving and powerful at the same time. He wakes me up in the middle of the night and I jump out of bed and go into the place of prayer. He mesmerizes me and there's so much power. I'm hearing him so clearly, Miss Julie. Mm-hmm. Now here's the second part of this word. And now we'll go back to the justice word as well. The Lord, what I'm going to do in your life is going to literally mesmerize every person that knows you. Wait a minute. How did this happen? I mean, watching your life, you went from one place to the next overnight. Justice served. How did you get that promotion? How did you get that business? How did you step up in ministry? How do you have those friends? You know, my whole life, people ask me, how did you? I'm like, it's the favor of God. I have laid down my life for the things of God. Like you were talking about Nathan French. When God says something, we don't ask. We go. We don't ask how. We don't ask when. We just move. My wife says, God, you have our yes before you ask the question. And so move into it. But the word mesmerize is so powerful because people are going to look at you and see what you're doing, which we're moving forward on building a new church. And I feel we're going to, the land, everything, we're going to build it debt free, like really quick. And somebody prophesied to me, this is a very good prophetic voice, the exact same thing. As I was praying it, they called me and told me that word. And I'm like, boy, that would mesmerize some people. If you go out there and build a $5-6 million facility debt-free in 6 months, you know, and that's what I'm believing for. You're going to see people healed. Now, when you see somebody that's crippled in a wheelchair and they walk, that will mesmerize some folks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you see somebody delivered from an addiction, when you see something miraculous happen for somebody, that will mesmerize people. God is going to do it for a sign and a wonder. And when that happens, we always say, look at what the Lord has done. We got to always put the focus back on God and never be haughty with the favor and the blessing that God gives us.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Awesome. I love that mesmerize. It's like hearing you talk about that. It's like, I just see the Lord's gaze upon his people. Like he is so mesmerized to pour out his spirit, to pour out his abundance, his overflow, his endless streams that you just talked about, your inheritance, your birthright. He's so mesmerized. His eyes are fixed on his people. Like he's about to pour out his spirit on all flesh. And it all goes together. All these words go together. It's just building upon one after the other. And I love that word. And it's like the Lord is captivated by his people right now. And we're going to be mesmerized at what he does in our life. But I see the Lord just mesmerized, and his eyes, his gaze is on his people.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. And we're just going to kind of flow with the next one.
Yeah.
Front of the line. The Lord spoke so clear to me once again in a corporate mm-hmm. prayer meeting. Listen, friends, go to a corporate prayer meeting, okay?
Yeah.
But the Lord said front of the line. And I'm like, mm-hmm. As Lana Voss would say, I leaned in and said, front of the line. And
front the Lord the line, said, yeah.
people from the back to the front. And don't ever, ever, ever apologize for you getting put at the front of the line.
Yeah.
Don't ever apologize for the favor of God. I remember I used to apologize for the favor of God. And then one day the Lord said, shall I remove my favor? And I said, no. Mm-hmm. He said, well, I'm apologizing when I bless you. God will bless the ones who, when he blesses them in abundance, they walk in humility. Okay.
Yeah.
But God is about to move some people to the front of the line. And there's a few reasons why. One, I mean, look at King David. He was out mm-hmm. tending to the sheep, but he was doing his due diligence with his harp and his slingshot. And he had a heart after God. And then he got moved up to the front. You know, the Lord knows everything about backroom conversations and motivations of the heart. When he finds a heart that is pointed and positioned towards him, he will always move that person to the front mm-hmm. of the line.
Yeah.
I remember times I got put in rooms that I was the least qualified person to be there. I remember times I was at conferences speaking, and I was looking at people in the audience that was so much more qualified for me. And people said, well, how did you get here? And I said, well, you know, the favor of God is upon my life, but I fast mm-hmm. and pray a lot.
Yeah.
I am in the word of God. I am, you know, consecrated unto the Lord, and I do whatever he has me to do. Therefore, I attract the favor of God, because that's what 2 Chronicles 16:9 says.
Mm-hmm.
The eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the whole earth, that God can find somebody whose heart is loyal to him. And then God will show us what's wrong on that person's behalf. When you are loyal to God and the things of God, not the traditions of men, the things of God, you will walk in a favor that will absolutely blow your mind.
Yes. Oh, that's so good. You know, when I was reading your front of the line, that made me think of a word the Lord gave me a few years ago that he said, those who felt last in line and behind,
mm-hmm.
he's welcoming you to the VIP section. And you'll be, you know, the last will be first and the first will be last. So it's time for the last to be first. And when you get to the VIP section, it's like you won't miss out on anything. You didn't miss out on anything. If you were last in line, God's going to catch you up, and it's going to be like you didn't miss out on anything.
And that's where we're at. That's how, mm-hmm. and if you think about that word, you know, you're like, why am I so far behind? Well, justice mm-hmm. is coming. If
yeah.
you've done due diligence with the Lord, justice is coming, and he's about to move you to the front of the line. And you never,
oh, good.
Why? I remember a few years back, my wife and I went to a conference with one of the heroes in the faith, one mm-hmm. of my heroes in ministry. And when we were sitting in the back, they said, excuse me, Apostle Dawson, would you and Miss Autumn come to the front? And I'm like, oh, okay. Went to the front, and we sat down. And then one of my mentors was like, Jojo, would you come up and pray? And I'm like, okay, there's over 1,000 people here. I was going to sit on the back of the back, but they moved me up, and all of these other ministers that were trying to get this gentleman's attention, you know, they were at the front and they were trying to get his attention. I wasn't. I was just sitting in the back, just ready to receive.
Yeah.
And God just moved me up. I was the first speaker of over 1,000 people. I wasn't even on the docket to speak. I was the first person to get a touch of the mic besides the host. And it was just like, God will move you to the front. And mm-hmm. I said, I had no ambition to be on the stage, sir. I was just sitting in the back. And he said, I know. Everybody that wanted to be on stage, I didn't let them on stage, but I saw you and Miss Autumn in the back. That's why I called you up.
Ooh, wow.
And so a lot of times, if your heart and your motive is pure, mm-hmm. God will elevate you. We're moving into a season when your heart and your motive is pure. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I've seen a lot of ministers fall over the last 2 years, but God is raising up people right now that I personally have known for years, and their heart is pure. Their motives are pure. And
yes.
God is elevating them right now in this hour.
Well, as your motto is, stay ready, so you don't have to get ready, because the Lord just, in a moment's notice, will call you up to the front of the line. So stay ready.
Yes, ma'am. And,
yeah.
you know, we can go into the other prophetic words about remember what I've told you.
Mm-hmm. And so, oh yeah, that's a good one.
The Lord was speaking to me one day, and once again in a corporate prayer meeting at our church. Yeah. And so I was praying, and the Holy Spirit said, "Don't forget what I've told you." And I said, "Yes, sir. I got 3 journals right here. I'm looking over everything."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Now release this word publicly and tell people I said, do not forget what I told you. Remember everything that I spoke to you about." And so I started preaching that at our church, and I had so many people come up to me and says, "You know what? When you were saying that, I remember what he said 5 years ago. I remember what he said when I was a little girl. I remember what my grandmama prophesied over me. I remember. And then I did a video on this online, and all of a sudden people started just flooding us with emails about when you were doing that. I remember that business idea. I remember that one business transition I was supposed to do. I remember that one person I was supposed to have come preach at my church. I remember." And they started doing all these things that they remembered. Mm-hmm. And it's just like things started shifting in people's lives because of that word. And so we have to realize when a prophetic person speaks and there's weight behind that word, you got to move in that word. And this is a fresh word for a lot of people today. Remember what God has spoken. His word never comes back void. Mm-hmm. His word will always hit the mark, and his word will always make the difference. And you know, a lot of people are looking for a fresh new word from God. Maybe you just need to remember an old word. And so what I always do,
he's told you,
is I say, "Holy Spirit, show me something that I may have forgot. I may have not written it down. I didn't obey back at 2 and 2. I may have forgotten. And Holy Spirit, would you remind me of something?" And one day, Miss Julie, the Lord reminded me of a word from 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I applied that word, and it was literally the missing puzzle piece that I was missing in my life. And it was an old word. I remember where I was when I got it. I wasn't in my phone, and I wasn't around any paper and pen, and I just simply forgot it. But God is so good. He brought it back by the Holy Spirit, brought it back to my remembrance. So I was able to remember the very thing that he spoke to me about.
Very good. So people watching this, you know, get out your journals, get out past journals, read through your words, read through the promises. And it's like they need to put away fear and doubt is what I'm hearing. It's like, put away your fear and doubt, because it hasn't happened yet. That means it's not going to happen. Or, you know, someone else was supposed to be in the picture with this word, and they think, well, because that person didn't come through, then that word is null and void yet. I mean, there are people right now that are, you know, not quite there yet. They're holding on to fear and doubt and other reasons why they haven't been remembering what the Lord told them. So what would you say to people like that to encourage them to put away that fear and doubt and unbelief?
Well, I really don't deal with fear. But I tell people that do deal with it, understand. And I said this one time in a church. I made people kind of mad. But I said, "Who do y'all serve, God or the devil?" And they were all like, "You know, God." I'm like, "No, you don't. Most of y'all don't serve God. Because the Lord didn't give you the spirit of fear, but a power of a sound mind." If you're in fear, you're believing what the enemy's saying, what God is saying. I move in power, love, and a sound mind. And therefore, you know, like we had something come against us recently, pretty harsh. And people around us were like, "Wow, you're handling this really well." I said, "I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to live in power, love, and a sound mind." And God will do everything he said he was going to do. And so the fear will come in and try to rob the seed of the word that God planted in your life. And so as soon as I rebuked the fear, stuff started flowing in. And one of the things I'm referring to is a financial thing. And that was a word God gave me about financial increase and abundance.
Yeah.
And when you're talking about financial increase and abundance, let me explain something to help some people out. If you are naturally minded, you're going to say, "Oh, they're talking prosperity." If you're kingdom minded, you're thinking widows, orphans, water wells, how I want to help other people. And so I'm the type of guy that if one of my friends is hosting a conference, they're going to get a seed. If one of my friends is launching a new business adventure, they're getting a seed. They're going to get money sent into them. And so, like, I had somebody locally one time, they were like, "I can't believe you," and they kind of went into different things, and "I can't believe y'all do this and do this and all this." And I said, "Hey, do you want to match giving records?" He said, what? I said, sir, I was joking, Miss Julie. I said, I guarantee you, I give more than you make. And you're 10%. I said, I would never give 10%. I don't know how big my percent is, but we're trying to shoot for 50, 60% of everything that comes in. It could go up. That's what we're shooting for. I would love to sell 50, 60% of everything that comes in. And in 1 month, God told us in our ministries, give 50% of everything away that comes in.
Amazing.
Help Elijah Force continue to reach people around the world. All donations go toward making the Elijah Force podcast possible. Visit ElijahForce.com/give and become a partner today.
Yeah, you guys are really incredible givers for sure. Such an example of that. And look how the Lord has blessed you. Now you have a couple of coffee shops and you're always moving and shaking in business and everything.
You got to keep moving. And, you know, I believe your increase in your abundance is determined on you because God's giving you the word. I mean, think about Philippians 4:19. God will supply all of your needs. Okay. All of your needs according to his riches and glory. Okay.
He'll
take care of your needs, but it's not on you. It's on his riches and glory. And when God finds somebody who sows, man, I tell you what, he's going to pour spirit out upon him. I was the little speaker at a big conference one time, and I was really young, and I was hanging around some of these ministers, and I heard this minister say to one of his friends what he sowed last year, and it was seven digits. And I was, man, okay. So I started walking around him. You go to a coffee shop, he bought everybody's. You go to lunch, he bought everybody's. He would walk and he would say, hey, that looks like a little single mom over there. He'd walk over and give her a few $100. That little lady right there, those three older ladies, I bet they're widows. He was just giving everybody money.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, he was giving it biblically. And I was like, man, look at this. This guy understands finances. Mm-hmm. Most people that talk about finances in a bad way in the church, they're usually broke or have a poverty mindset, you know? Mm-hmm. Look at Judas. Judas had a wrong mindset of money. I mean, he sold out Jesus for money. You know, when God is going to pour out his spirit, he's looking for somebody to fund the kingdom. I was at an event recently and had about five different business people come up to me and talk to me. And they said, we want to sow big money into, and they started naming projects. They said, who do you know that has this type of project? And actually Elijah List, I said, hey, water wells, that's your water well right there.
Yeah.
They started talking about different people, you know, people who rescue people from sex trafficking. I said, oh, I have a friend that does a phenomenal job housing them and bringing in housing to help them. And so I started telling them where to sow. And these five businessmen were like, you didn't say anything about yourself. I said, well, I don't have a direct ministry that impacts the people that you're talking about. They're like, we're talking about sowing thousands and thousands of dollars. How come you didn't mention yourself? I said, because I want to have financial increase in abundance. And if I would wrongly say our ministries that doesn't do that, then my flow would be cut off. I'm going to send you out to the people that are doing that type of ministry. And they were like, no one talks about that.
Yeah. I'm
like that. And most people aren't as blessed as me either. Mm-hmm. Because it's the mindset of the kingdom that changes everything.
Oh, that's awesome. Very, very good. And, you know, going back to your word real quick about don't forget what I've told you. I was just thinking about something the Lord spoke to me on the streets of Bangkok in 2008. And he, this year, brought it back to my remembrance. I was like, yeah, I don't know about that word anymore, you know, and it's like, it's here and it's time. So I'm like, wow. So, you know, 2008, was that all, about what, 17 years ago? It's going to be 18 years ago in 2026 here. But like you said, don't forget what I've told you. And so what he told me in 2008, I'm still remembering right now. And I'm thanking the Lord for that word. Yeah.
You know, and my latest word, even after the justice is coming, this was like just came to me.
But I know. I love this word.
People, redeem the times. Mm-hmm. Like I'm about to. And then the Lord said redemption. Yeah. And here's the thing, Miss Julie, he said, redemption is here. It's not coming. It is here. So I want to tell everybody listening to me, I want to prophesy and declare over you, redemption is here in your life.
Amen.
Receive it. Receive the redemption of the Lord. And God is redeeming the times right now. He is bringing redemption to you. He's about to restore you. and you are going to see things start to happen. In fact, when I got this word, mm-hmm. it was just like I felt the Lord say breakthrough after miracle, after heaps, after miracle, after breakthrough, after wow. heaps being poured out upon you, to the point where you literally could not take anymore. People that have no joy, you're going to laugh more in 2026 than you've laughed all of your life. Some of you are going to have so much peace in your life and in your house and in your marriage and in your health. Those old bad doctor reports, I declare you're healed in the mighty name of Jesus. God is redeeming your health. I saw someone who was supposed to be dead because they had the C. And I saw them the other day. And this guy looked like he's trying to run a marathon or something. I said, look at you. He said, Joe, you and a bunch of more people started praying for me. And they said I was going to be dead in 3 months. And that was 2 years ago. I'm in the best shape of my life. He said, God has redeemed the times in my life. And the guy's like, he's a young guy. He's only like 70. But he said, I feel like I was 40, 45. I feel great. And I was supposed to have been dead. And I said, why did I tell you? He said that I've got unfinished business to do. I've got some more work to do for the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And you know, he was a young guy who was called to ministry and business, but he did great in business, but he slacked off on the ministry. But then after he went through that, he's well off financially. Now mm-hmm. he's picking up the rest of his life and doing nothing but ministry stuff. Man, I'm telling you, this guy is a radical for Jesus, just witnessing to everybody he comes in contact with. But some people had to come tell him, God will redeem your time. And so I just want people to be encouraged today. Today is a day that you need to move forward in advance because justice is here. Mm-hmm. God's redeeming the time, and you're about to be mesmerized with every single thing that he's going to do in your life. Because remember the thing that he's told you. If you put all that together, the word would be, this is your kingdom season to mm-hmm. function and flow according to the Spirit of God. Your time is not coming. Your time is here. Your time is now. And what the Lord was speaking to me about going into 2026. Now, the last 90 days of 2025 were absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. December, has been great. And the Lord's like, this is launching pad stuff for 2026. Mm-hmm. I'm like, things are about to get better than they are right now. I'll have two of those, please. Things are moving into this. But here's what I've noticed by some people. They're not close to me, but some people mm-hmm. I saw, they're like, well, what about this? Well, what about that? I said, well, you might need to go stand over there, because if you're around me, you're about to increase. We're in momentum. When you get momentum in anything mm-hmm. in life, don't lose it, because momentum is the strength that will keep you going. Momentum and the Holy Spirit, it's like anything in life. When you get on a winning streak, you just feel like there is nothing impossible, okay? Mm-hmm. I've been in services where the first person I prayed for got healed, and the second person got healed, and the third person got healed. I think everybody's about to get healed. I'm just like going through, laying hands on me, prophesying, and everybody's anticipating. Okay. So you should anticipate. Now, the last little bit of this year is going to be great. Mm-hmm. You better really anticipate 2026. It's going to be phenomenal. And God is building up. In fact, you know how people, they start fasting on January 1st. I don't mm-hmm. have time for that. I got to start December 26th. I got to start a week early because I got to get a running start. I think there's 53 weeks next year, starting in December 26th. The first week of the year for me, because I'm going to hit this year running. And even our shows on Elijah Force will be better in 2026.
Yes, they will. Wow. Oh, that's so good. And I love that you shared for 2026 and the rest of December, increase, victory, and momentum. We can start building momentum now. We're still in December. We're not quite there yet in 2026. And it's a time for increase, victory, and building momentum. And you even said, like, do you want to finish strong in 2026? Start now. And I love that you said, start fasting now.
You know, we do. And I had this word about the financial increase, and my mm-hmm. wife had the word about increase and movement and momentum. And then my kids were talking about just different things of how their minds are positioned for 2026. And mm-hmm. it had a lot of just a prayer getaways with our family. and everybody is like at a place they've never been. We got a lot of close friends around us, ministry, some locally, some nationally, that are all positioned, and everybody is saying increase is here, momentum is here, but you got to be in movement with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. And if
you do that, every single thing that God has ever spoken to you. Now we've talked about a lot today, but if you can grab a hold of it all, this video today will shift your life by the power of the Holy Ghost. Remember what the Lord has told you, because now is the time. He's redeeming the time, and he's pushing you forth. The things that held you back are being removed, and you are about to step into something. And I remember there was a time in my life where I had two things exploding on me at once, a ministry and a business. Our income went up 600% over an 18-month period.
Wow.
And ministry was exploding, and money just started skyrocketing. It went up 600% over 18 months. That was 18 months of increase. We are entering into a season like that. We are entering into a season that we are about to move into the things of God. And it's not going to be like a week or two. This is going to be months, if not a year, year and a half of just radical momentum. The momentum will change the legacies. What you will be able to build, I'm going to say even into 2027, what you're going to be able to build over that period of time will shift the whole legacy of your family. It will change everything about you. And so we got to lean in, and we got to be ready for this.
Incredible. And, you know, I've had dreams like no tomorrow. My dream life is exploding. And the Lord actually started showing me dates for next year, like specific dates that things would happen. And I'm holding on to those. But I mean, those are that's the revelation the Lord is revealing right now. And like even giving us the specific dates for 2026 and expecting things to happen by a certain date. That's like, whoa, that's incredible. His eyes really are fixed on us. He's mesmerized by his body and all he wants to pour out. And then I woke up recently and I heard a song, and it was Everything's Beginning New. That was the song, Everything's Beginning New. And my alarm went off and I woke up, and it was 8 a.m. And 8 a.m. is new beginnings. 8 means new beginnings. So it's interesting, because it's not everything is becoming new. It's everything's beginning new. And he's beginning things over fresh and anew. You're not becoming something. It's beginning again. Like it's a fresh new word. It's a fresh new season. Like it's brand new. You've never been this way before. Brand new things are going to happen in your life that have never happened before. And I love that. Everything's beginning new. That's what I heard. And I know that's for 2026 as well.
You know what's so funny about that? Mm-hmm. I was preaching Sunday, and I was preaching on Redeem the Times that the Lord gave me. And I just stopped, Miss Julie, and I said, I just feel like our church is being rebirthed right now. Like
Royal
Church Texarkana 2.0, like everything just shifts today. Like it is like a whole new 2.0 rebirthing. It's time to move forward. Mm-hmm. And so that word is so real that you're saying, but because it's the same thing I was feeling in my spirit, that now is the time that it's, you know, one of my buddies, he would say, you know, Bishop, go back to the enemy's camp and get back what he stole from me. He said, nah, you keep it. I want new. I want fresh.
Woo, I want better.
And so I don't want old things back. I want new. I want new, and I want better. And we're gonna move forward in the things of the kingdom. And this is a new season. And it's gonna be a little different. It's gonna look a little different. And it's gonna be fast, very fast. Super excited about it as well.
Awesome. Wow. This was a power-packed show. You were fiery. And I think this probably is that you said this is going to be our best show. I think it is. You got so much revelation into this show. It's like, I don't know if we're going to get through everything. But I mean, it was amazing from beginning to end. And, you know, I think about our spirit man is so, you know, stirred up right now. God is stirring our spirit man to receive the more, to receive the new, to receive everything that he's redeeming, to receive our inheritance, to, you know, don't forget the words that the Lord has spoken to us. And we're going to watch a lot of things in our lives happen in 2026 that we can't even imagine. It's like people are, like you said, they're going to be mesmerized at the things happening in God's people's lives. They really are. It's an exciting time. And I can't wait for 2026 and even like, you know, praying and fasting into it now and all that God has for us.
It is. What I like is what I'm seeing is real ministry, real fruit, real authentic relationships.
Yes.
With so many people. And it's just fun to watch. And I really feel like the church is getting biblical again.
Yeah.
So many good Bible teachers out there. And I just see so many people. And it's almost like a revival inside the church in how we believe in our theology. And, you know, like there's churches that are very traditional in our city that are talking about the apostles and prophets. I've never talked about it. They're preaching messages on the kingdom of God. Now they will call me in private and say, hey, can you explain, does this sound right for the kingdom? I say, yeah, man, that sounds pretty good, but you need to add this right here. And they may not say it publicly, but they're calling me and ask me about healings, signs, wonders, miracles, prophets, apostles, all that type of stuff. And so the real church is hungry for the truth of God's word. That's why shows like this, they're so powerful. And there are people in our city that they go to like very traditional churches and they're like, oh, we watch Elijah Force, but we haven't told our pastor we watch it. I say, okay,
really?
Don't tell them. But and like, this is another thing. Not a week goes by in our city where someone doesn't come up to me and said, I read your word on Elijah list. I'm like, you read Elijah list? And they're like, yeah, we believe in the prophetic. Now, our church may not, but we do. And so there's even, I call it like a grassroots movement going on with people are listening to the apostles and prophets. And so it's just exciting because remember there was an old song called I Was Country When Country Wasn't Cool. Well, we were prophetic, but prophetic wasn't cool. And I was kingdom when kingdom wasn't cool. But now the church is coming alive and talking about the things of the kingdom. And so this is why I just love the hour that we're in.
Everything's beginning new.
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's go out showing your resources and how people can get a hold of you. And I would love for you to pray for our viewers, everything that you shared today. I feel like we just need to open up our hands and receive everything that you shared today from the Lord that he wants to do in our lives. So yeah, let's go ahead and bring up your website, jojodawson.net. What will people find there?
Everything. Well, if you
everything.
The main thing we offer is prayer. If you want prayer, go to the website. I pray for every prayer request, and there are hundreds of them, sometimes daily. Our team prays for them. Also, you can find out about our mentoring program. You can find out about our resources. You can find out how to become a monthly partner. You can find out wherever I'm preaching at. You can find out anything you need to know on there. And if you can't find it, email us, and somebody will be in contact with you. One thing we tell everybody is we want to be in your corner for prayer. Sometimes people just need to know they got one person in their corner for prayer. And if they know they got somebody in their corner praying for them, they'll be able to make it another day. And so we'll be in your corner for prayer, even if I've never met you before.
Very good. And of course, come to your church. We're a church, Texarkana.
Yes.
Awesome. And when are your service times?
Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We do prayer on Tuesday nights at from about 6 to 8:30. And in about 6 months, we're going to be in our new church on 22 acres. In Jesus' name, it's going to be powerful.
Wow. Yeah. I think of 2222 as well.
Yes. And the Roar Church, Texarkana.
Yeah.
That we have a YouTube link on there. And a lot of people, they can look it up on YouTube. I do a daily show, an encouraging show called JoJo in the Morning. And then I do live prophetic videos almost every afternoon because I get a word from God. I get excited and I got to release it. And so I'm always on YouTube doing something. That's probably my main platform that we have.
Very good. And of course, let's show some of your books. You've got Kingdom Mindset. That's a good one, or a popular one, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. That's a lot about signs, wonders, miracles, healing. And so I like talking about having a kingdom mindset. If you can get the mindset of the kingdom, you will live your day-to-day life completely different.
And build, create, design. That's what you're all about. You're always building, creating, and designing.
Oh, yes. I actually just did another class on that with some entrepreneurs. But I tell people, you know, build, create, design every single thing that God has given you. So you get a prophetic vision in your mind, a prophetic blueprint. You know, your best life ever is hidden inside of your prophetic words that match the written word of God. God will show you something that looks impossible, but it's possible with Him. Build every single thing that He's called you to build.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And then you've got some trainings. You've got your Kingdom Mindset course.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Talking about a kingdom mindset and kingdom thinking is probably my favorite thing to talk about. But that's we did some videos, and they've got those little PDFs underneath that you can, like worksheets you can fill out. But I just walk people through on how to understand the kingdom, how to think the kingdom, and how to move forward with the mindset of the kingdom of God.
Very good. And one last one, you've got Next Level Mentoring with you and Autumn.
Oh, yes. Next Level, we have three different tiers and one program to choose from. What you do is you get a 1 to 2 calls monthly with us, and it's straight up about you. Some people sign up for personal, some sign up for business. We help people scale businesses. And then also a lot of people sign up for ministry purposes, and we get on the phone once a month. And we also have an app. We got our own app that we get on, and we do, I think, 3 videos a week on there, and then encouragement all throughout the week. And then you get a monthly call with us as well. And all of our e-courses, they're already in the app for you as well, for all of the people that join.
Very good. And you can find out all about that on your website as well.
Yes.
Awesome. All right, Jojo, please, let's go out praying for our viewers, everything that you fed us today. We are hungry for more of what the Lord wants to pour into us today.
All right. Thank you. All right. Yeah. Father God, I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, every single thing that Miss Julie and myself talked about is yes and amen. And I declare that the power of God is on every person's life. And I declare in the name of Jesus that every roadblock, every delay is moved out of their way. Justice is coming. They will remember every single thing that you spoke to them and told them about, Lord, and just the encounter with God will absolutely mesmerize them so they can move forward and advance by the Spirit of the Lord. And I declare that every person walks in increase, walks in abundance, and they move forward with every single thing that you've called them to move forward in. And I want to prophesy over every person and declare and decree that 2026 will be the best year of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I think a lot of kingdom marriages are going to happen in 2026. As you were praying, I just saw that kingdom marriages. So all of you who have been waiting, receive kingdom marriages. God is going to set them up and bring them forth into fruition. Kingdom marriages in 2026 for a lot of people watching. And we just thank you. We praise you for that. And we want to have a Dawson family ourselves.
Yeah. Love God.
Amen.
Love people.
Very good. Thank you, Jojo, for coming on. We can't wait for more updates from you. Give us updates about, you know, your 22 acre and your church and everything the Lord is doing in the Dawson's family. And we're excited to hear from you again next time.
All right, thank you. It was an honor to be with you.
Yes. And Merry Christmas, everybody. This is going to air Christmas week. Merry Christmas to all our viewers. We love you. We thank you for all of your support. Exciting. We just got to 10,000 followers on Rumble. It's a landmark for us. We, you know, have been doing this for 1 year, 8 months. And we were like, yay, we're almost there. We were counting down. We've got 4 more followers we need. And so we just hit it last week. And we're excited for that. So we want to wish all of our viewers and our guests and our followers, Merry, Merry Christmas. We hope it's your best Christmas yet and the best year of your life going into 2026. Awesome. All right. We'll just remind you again where you can watch us and like us and please follow us. That would really help us out. We're on rumble.com, Elijah Force on the right side. There's a follow button there. We're on facebook.com, Elijah Force Show. Email us your feedback today at connect@elijahforce.com. We're on Instagram.com, Elijah Force Show. And of course, take us on the road at ElijahForcePodcast.com. So viewers, thank you for joining us today on Elijah Force. Merry Christmas, and never forget, you are a force to be reckoned with. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everyone.
This has been Elijah Force. Thanks for listening. For more episodes like this, you can listen to the Elijah Force podcast on Apple and Spotify. Join us every Monday and Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time on Rumble and Facebook. Elijah Force is part of Elijahless Ministries. Go to ElijahForce.com/give to become a partner today. Did you receive a breakthrough from today's show? Please let us know at connect@ElijahForce.com. Never forget that you are a force to be reckoned with.